And a thrill. We got Eric Spoelstra in the house with us here for Miami Heat Media. Coach, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it. Looking
refreshed,
forward.
Energized.
All the above. We've had too much time
too
off.
Yeah.
As we're talking, I mean, we've been off since early May and losing to Boston and then seeing them win, you know, that offers a little bit of different motivation in the offseason. I think we're all able to get time away, understand that we're going to have to come together and get to a higher level. That's what happens when a team wins a championship. They force you to raise your level, and you know that's what we're looking forward to out of our group.
You said you plan on watching none of it. Did you watch any of Boston's run?
I didn't watch any of it live, no. But, yeah, of course, this summer you have to get to work. I just was not going to watch it, you know, as it was happening, and I certainly did not watch the coronation, any of that. I don't need that part, you know, to see their parade as motivation. But to get to school, yeah, you have to understand what the enemy is doing and what how they adapted and got to a higher level, because that's what's going to be required for our ball club.
You have such an interesting roster with you know, young guys ascending, the guys that you, the mainstays you had. What do you imagine camp competition is going to be like for you going into this with roles and all that? Because I feel like there's a lot of fun things you could play with this roster.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to get right to it, you know. And I commend the group for coming in prepared, ready. We've checked the boxes of conditioning, the conditioning test, the player development, working out. Guys have been playing enough pickup. Their bodies are ready. Their minds are clear. And now we have to get to it. And I do have some evaluations to make. I do have an idea of some of the main things, you know, and the direction that we'll go. But I want to be open to the competition. I want the young guys to come in here with that kind of exuberance they showed during Summer League. We have a lot of young talent in the building now. We wanted to restock our talent pool, you know, with some young guys. And I want them to push the vets. I want the vets to come into camp not entitled, but to actually have to earn their spots as well, to have that kind of mindset, and then we'll see where it goes. And then in terms of mixing and matching, that's what preseason will be about. We won't have all the answers by day one, but I'm going to be very intentional at camp of trying to get to it and trying to make some decisions early on.
Isn't this – this is one of the first times I've seen this much young talent. Usually it's – you add some veterans, you move some pieces around, and it's mostly a veteran squad. To have so much young talent, is this something new for you? Because I can't remember you having this much young talent, you know, on the team that's going to actually contribute.
We've had different times where we've had talent adds. Obviously, when we added Bam. When we added Tyler, and then that first year when we added Jimmy, we felt like we had some young talent in the pool. This is a little bit different because there's a little bit more in terms of we still have Jaime, we still have Nico.
Right.
Add them to the mix of who we added this summer. That's where I think the Heat fan base was excited. The group found a way to win the Summer League Championship. Our draft picks were talented, and Khalil and Pella. They show that they can produce and impact winning, even just at that level. That matters to us. And then, you know, guys like KJ and, you know, Josh Christopher, they made us watch. And that's what I want. You know, the first thing when you're a young player, you have to commit to the work. Then you have to make us watch. Make us pay attention. If you're not doing that enough, you're not earning that. All right. And then the next step is find a way to impact winning. And that's when you start putting pressure on some of the veteran players. So I don't know. Right. You know, at this point, you know, it's exciting, Summer League, but now you turn the page, it's a little bit different, you know, when the vets come into camp. But I want that to be a very competitive, spirited camp, and we have to collaborate, you know, together. But I don't want them backing down from anybody.
Right.
From Jimmy's standpoint, you've been in the position where guys get a little bit older, superstars. How do you feel like – is there any way you feel like you have to handle him differently, or do you just let him be who he's been with you guys?
He's really prepared, you know, coming into the season. He understands that he needs me, you know, to be at the top of my game where he is in his career. I have experience coaching players his age, and I need him to be at the top of his game, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but as a leader. And at this point in our careers where we've been together now going on our sixth year, based on my experience, that's where you can have the beauty of unspoken leadership. where we're moving the locker room. When he needs me to move the locker room and move it in a certain way, I do it. When I need him to do it, he does it. When we need to collaborate together, you know, that's when we really can be powerful. And sometimes, you know, the first 2 or 3 years, you're just getting to know each other. And I just think these are amazing opportunities. It happens so infrequently, you know, in our league, unfortunately, where you're able to coach somebody for that many years in a row. And that goes for Bam as well. You know, I'm going on 8 years with Bam, but right. Five collectively between Bam and Jimmy and I, and we're the leaders. You know, we're going to need everybody, but they're going to follow us, and our ability to be in sync, that's where we can really, you know, make the biggest difference.
Have you, I guess, message-wise to him, like, what has been his mindset? Because obviously he has just as high standards as you guys do to win championships, and for him to be on the sidelines at the end of it, you know, seeing you guys get eliminated, how tough was that for him when you speak with him about it?
Yeah, I mean, we were in contact when I was, you know, overseas, and he's in the same place. Look, we're all competitors. We're all type A. So when you're frustrated and you see somebody else win, and he wasn't even able to get out there, well, we've had enough to reflect on it, enough to fuel us, you know, to have a great off season. He put in a great deal of work this summer. I think he was able to prepare for this season, you know, more so than he has in previous seasons, because he simply we've had more time. And I like where he is and all those places that I talked about, and just looking forward to getting him and everybody else back in the mix and getting this thing started.
How cool was the go ahead, Leroy.
I always wonder, because there's been an influx of European players. They come over here at 19, 20 years old. How do you treat some of these guys that have been professionals since they were 15, 16 years old, and then they come here? I know it's not the same, but they have been professionals. Nico's been playing against grown men, you know, for 3 years before he got here.
Yeah, and, you know, I first had that experience with Goran.
Okay.
Goran literally played professional basketball in Spain at 15.
Right.
And as he explained that whole process, you could see why he was so mature and ready. The first year or two, you have to get used to how the NBA moves.
Okay.
That's a different association, and that was part of Nico's deal that first year. He had to get healthy. He had to understand the NBA. He had to understand and learn our culture. Well, those are big asks,
yeah.
And that's a big transition, you know, for somebody. But that next summer, he went back to work and put on, you know, 25 pounds. I think that really helped him. These last two summers playing for the Serbian national team and have that team having the expectations to win just like ours, I think has really helped him understand how to impact winning. And then him earning that role last year. Nothing is given here. And I think that that's just for us. It's not. I'm not saying that's the only way to do it. But we're not gifting minutes just to give you experience. You have to earn minutes to be able to learn how to impact winning. And there were frustrating times for Nico. I get it. I understand it. I like that. Like, you got to fight for it. And he fought for it. And by the end of the year, he earned that starting spot and played some really productive basketball. And I think that playoff experience also was really important for him.
We were talking to Karan about him a couple weeks ago, and he had mentioned that it was like a real show of mental toughness that he played through, because he was dealing with whatever it was that happened to him in the workouts, just to have himself available for Serbia. Why'd you guys want to show that, let him show that? Because a lot of teams would be like, let's just keep it, you know, ready for camp. Instead, you guys let him be there for his Serbian team.
Look, this is the Olympics. This is such a big stage. And I saw last year firsthand that Serbian team in the World Championships. I spent a lot of time with Nico over there in the Philippines, and I saw how connected that group was and how much winning mattered. To me, that translates. You can't get any kind of pickup game in the summer or any kind of one-on-one like player development workout that's going to translate like playing for your national team and the expectations. He played for a crazy Serbian coach, so I know he's the demands, you know. Right. I loved it. I bumped into the coach and I told him, I know you're going to, but coach him harder. And
right.
And he had all those things, and he had to fight and earn his spot there, and he earned a starting spot. So I think that experience was really important for his player development. And we didn't know whether he was going to play. We just wanted to be on the team, just to be there for the Olympics, because I knew how much that meant for him.
We had two things that we love that you do, or that we want to ask you about. the Spo travel call, there's an art to it. Because there's like, there's the, yeah, there is. No, we watch
you, you get carried
so
away.
So we go fingers, and then we go to full arms. Do you know when it gets to the point where we go from fingers to, all right, enough. He's walking all over the place.
Oh, boy. Is this a meme or something?
No. Yes, no. Bro, come on.
We're
seeing it. It's like, it's
I haven't
gorgeous.
Seen that one. I've seen the one I call the horns. Like that. I have seen that. I've not seen the travel. But, if you're not paying attention. All right, then, hey, I'm going to make you pay attention. You know, I guess that's what it is.
It stands out because you're so stoic on the sidelines. Like, you don't – and then all of a sudden –
it's beautiful.
I don't know. I have to have TD, like, find that for me. I was not aware.
Oh, he's laughing, too. He's seen it.
I was not
You've
aware
seen
of that
it.
One.
Oh.
So we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate you guys.
We're looking forward to the season, and I appreciate you giving us some time.
Likewise. Okay.